5 minutes after 6 o'clock, and good morning to you. Happy Friday, and we'll, for all intents and purposes, think of it as Aloha Friday. Donna James is actually Aloha kind of fits today because this is going to be the last day, really, isn't it?
It is. I'll be in here to fill in when anybody goes on vacation, but I am officially going to move to the country station to do afternoons 3 to 7, and my replacement is here.
Kim Birchfield is here, and
she's pretty.
Be nice. Don't stare at your radio while she's reading the news.
Yeah,
now.
Don't make her nervous.
Very glad to have her with us. Morning, Kim.
Good morning. Thanks for the compliments.
And we're just looking forward to having you join us on the morning show. It's going to be wonderful.
It really is.
I'll have to take your word for that, and I'll plan on it being true.
Okay. It's all yours. Take it away.
Okay, Deschutes County Sheriff's deputies have found the body of a missing Lapine man. 1110 KBN's Kelly Blyer reports.
Sheriff deputies found Dean Marsh's body about 1,000 yards from the point in the Deschutes River Thursday afternoon. His truck was found near the river earlier in the day. Marsh of Lapine was last seen on Saturday afternoon. Captain Mark Mills says the community played an important role in this case.
You know, the media has been wonderful in reporting Mr. Marsh is missing, and we have been getting information in. And, of course, this particular individual called based on what they heard or seen in the media and or postings around the Lapine area. So it's been very beneficial that the community has gotten involved, that the word has gotten out, and I strongly believe that is why the vehicle was located in this time frame.
The Crook County Sheriff's Office and Oregon State Parks employees also assisted Deschutes County in the search. The medical examiner is investigating the exact cause of death. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Deschutes County District Attorney is withdrawing a case from the grand jury involving the release of public employee documents. The Bend Bulletin requested the names of the new hires at the District Attorney's office. District Attorney Patrick Flaherty.
In exchange for a public recognition by County Council that this material should not have been released and an apology from County Council, I've decided that it's in the best interest of justice to withdraw this matter from the grand jury.
A letter given to the news media by counsel Mark Pilliod admits that much of the information released should not have been. Pilliod says he appreciates the district attorney's decision not to further prosecute the matter. Both Pilliod and Flaherty say they consider the matter to be closed and no further legal action will be taken. Bills to extend unemployment benefits were passed by the legislature and signed yesterday by Governor John Kitzhaber. Craig Spivey with WorkSource Oregon says one bill uses $225 million in federal funds.
That provides up to 20 weeks of additional benefits for folks who have exhausted their regular benefits.
The other bill establishes the State Unemployment Trust Fund, which adds 6 weeks of benefits for people who have run out of all benefits. To be eligible, you need to be registered with WorkSource Oregon. The investigation into three recent cases of meningitis in Central Oregon has concluded. There's been a small cluster rather than a community outbreak of the disease. Karen Yergain with the Crook County Health Department says the first two cases occurred in Crook County in the second and third weeks of March. On March 22nd, a third case caused the death of an infant in Deschutes County. Health officials say, since this is not a community outbreak, recommendations for the meningococcal vaccine are not being expanded at this time. As of the first of the month, certain rental units in Oregon must have working carbon monoxide detectors, as well as the standard smoke detector. 1110's KBN Dave Adams has the details.
Bend Deputy Fire Marshal Cindy Kettering says House Bill 3450 requires carbon monoxide detectors be placed within 15 feet of sleeping areas.
Carbon monoxide poisoning kills about 2,100 people every year, injures about 10,000 more. It's an odorless and colorless gas. It's a silent killer, and a lot of people have sources of carbon monoxide in their home.
Rental units that use all electric heat and hot water heaters are exempt from this requirement. Carbon monoxide detectors can be purchased at many places that sell standard smoke detectors. There are some units that detect both carbon monoxide and smoke in the same unit. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And that's a look at the news. You can depend on us. We're News Talk 1110 K-Bend.
It's 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, and good morning to you. Way to go, Kim
Beebe. Did you record it so we can make fun of her later? And
actually,
that,
I did.
Christmas party?
This is going to be her
debut. Yes.
The debut.
Actually, he made fun of me right when I walked in the door, so he got that taken care of.
Yeah, you know, but you'll find that's a consistent thing I do. It's okay.
You're the one with the Hawaiian shirt on.
That's right.
You got to listen
it's
to the
Aloha
man
Friday.
In the Aloha
Friday. Get used to seeing it on Fridays. It's the only day I'll dig it out.
I like it.
I don't know if I'll ever get used to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wait till I get out the one, you know, with the really big red palm trees on it. It's really wonderful. Let's see. What's going on with the roads today? We've got no problems reported locally. Spots of ice on the mountain passes and black ice down by Chamult this morning.